right now we step down for this.
Entertaining news for you.
Which is brought to you by
All Pro Foundation Repair.
Thank you, Ham, for that. And here he is, Dave.
Gen X Davey.
All right, all right, all right. Oh, wait, I've just been sued.
Sorry to hear that.
Yes, Matthew McConaughey is protecting his legacy as he and his team have trademarked himself to fight back against trademark infringement and AI deepfakes. He recently had 8 trademark applications approved by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, including the "all right, all right, all right" phrase from Dazed and Confused, and visual clips of him smiling, looking at the camera, and speaking.
What about the "I keep getting older"? They stay the same. Wait a minute. No.
Yes, they do.
What is it?
Yeah, you got it right.
I keep getting older, but they stay the same. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Sixth grade, huh?
Yeah. It's your version of it. Yeah, so in a statement.
Hello, middle school.
In a statement, he said we want to create a clear perimeter around ownership with consent and attribution being the norm in an AI world. And so, and this is kind of in lockstep. If you remember in November, he signed a deal with a company that he's an investor in called 11 Labs that allows his licensed synthetic version to be used in certain scenarios. The first use is to create a Spanish audio version of his newsletter so you can listen to McConaughey in Espanol. So it sounds just like McConaughey, but it sounds like he's fluent in Spanish.
Ha.
Look, I get it that, you know, you want to be protective of what's yours and all that. And if that is the case where people are cribbing on your most famous phrase, I understand the angst. But
I mean, we know how hard you worked to come up with the word "all right" 3 times.
Well, he didn't even write it, did he? Or did
he ad-libbed that. Yeah, okay. He's been doing that since junior high.
So he did invent it.
He did invent. He invented the words "all right, all right, all right."
Can I trademark "queef"?
Yeah, you probably can.
Do you think someone's trying to misuse that?
Yeah, like
at your expense.
Nobody. That's my word.
But I mean,
back off, man.
When you're worth like $100 million, is it really that big a deal that someone's "all right, all right, all right" in you?
I mean, I guess.
I don't know
if the trademark extends to if somebody put that on a T-shirt, like they could sue him.
Yeah.
Or he could sue them, or if it's just his voice saying it. Yeah, because it seems like they are strictly aligning themselves against any AI that is not their partner in AI.
Right.
So, whatever.
What's up with AI, man?
Good luck in their...
I know, right?
Good luck in their battle.
Yeah. And with their bottom.
We just hope he pulls through this okay.
All right, I'm sad that Gordon is running late because I thought he would be interested in this. This is the list of the most listened to songs in 2025 by decade.
What?
So
this is the list.
Oh,
the top song from the 60s that was listened to in 25.
Yeah.
The 70s, the 80s, the 90s, all the way up to the present.
I've not seen this.
Okay, so this is by the service Luminate, which I guess measures streaming for all of the different services.
All right, I'm going to guess in the 60s, it's "Hey Jude."
Okay, anyone else want to play?
Okay, all right.
Jude.
This song racked up 136.7 million streams in 2025.
Did I get the band right?
No.
I didn't get the band right? Oh, yeah. Remember we did the segment on the CCR resurgence.
Yeah, the kids love CCR.
It's the weirdest thing ever.
Fortunate Son from 1969, just squeezing in the decade. Okay.
Now I got to think differently. What kids have found?
Yeah, that's the key.
What was it featured on key. Stranger Things?
So this song from the 70s was listened to 387.4 million times in 2020.
Okay, wait, you can't play it. You got to give us a hint of some sort.
It's from the '70s.
Fleetwood Mac.
That's a good hint, right there.
Think TikTok, you dummy.
Okay, is it Fleetwood Mac? The song that with the guy drinking the ocean spray?
Skateboard Man.
Go ahead and play it now.
Well, I mean, I am playing it.
You're up.
Am I?
You never vision, and I keep my vision to myself. It's the only way that you will.
I don't know what's happening.
Well, you're hearing the song right now.
On the ticket.
You're a beautiful
voice.
Yeah,
maybe you are playing it.
Right? That's it. I nailed it, right?
What is happening, Ham?
We don't know what's happening.
Your computer's up.
It's on the way that you say the way you feel.
Oh, it's playing at my house. I don't know. I guess my wife was listening to something. And so it's playing
Dave.
On
you're having
the kitchen speaker.
You're having an account tug of war.
See, I nailed it.
Yeah. Just have to hope she doesn't switch it back now, right? Yeah.
She's like, "What? I was listening to that. What the hell?"
Yeah, so this is from the 70s.
Oh, hey, country Marissa.
All right, how about from the 80s?
Running Up That Hill.
That's a good guess.
And is it Stranger Thingsy?
No.
Well, all right, well, give me another hint.
It is 263 million plays.
It's not a hint.
Panama.
And Gordon
Ruption.
Would love it. Gordon
would
love it.
Hot for Teacher.
Gordon would love it.
Love Comes Walking In.
Is it from... God.
Don't Stop Believing. It's at every wedding, dance. Kids love it. You know.
Come on, man.
This is another one that Gordon would love. Representing the 90s with 337.9 million streams.
Zombie.
Zombie. Zombie. Zombie.
This is thanks to Deadpool and Wolverine. The Goo Goo Dolls' Iris.
This song sucks.
No, it doesn't. Come on. The worst.
You guys go to your seventh grade slow dances and
all right,
gay out with each other.
Representing the aughts
gay.
With 272.1 million listens.
Smooth. Yeah, that.
No. Think every arena, every college stadium.
Wow, 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 wow,
no.
Wow, wow. Oh, Mr. Brightside?
Yeah, Mr. Brightside.
Coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine.
Yes, I tell that I'm fine because I am doing just fine.
Okay, the last two...
I'm still doing fine.
...are,
you'll never
are definitely outliers in my opinion.
Despacito?
No, the most listened to track from the teens.
I'm here.
With 306.7 million.
Or is that a drop?
So, Gordon, these are the most listened to songs from 2025, but through the decades. So, in the 60s, it was...
So, to recap, the 60s was represented by Creedence Clearwater Revival, Fortunate Son. The 70s, okay. Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. The 80s, Don't Stop Believin' by Journey.
Unbelievable.
The 90s, Iris by Goo Goo Dolls.
Great song.
The aughts.
Thank you,
Mr.
Gordon.
Brightside by The Killers.
George.
This is like their worst song.
I know, but
they have so many
great
ones.
Everywhere.
It's like
not their worst song.
Okay, so we have two decades left. We have the teens and the 20s.
They've done way worse.
And both of these are bizarre, in my opinion. This is representing the teens.
Is this Tennessee Stapleton?
Whiskey? Yes, Tennessee Whiskey. 306.7 million plays last year.
I heard Donovan say earlier today that this song, Tennessee Whiskey, is the first country song to go double diamond or something like that, like 20 million play streams.
Makes sense.
Ever.
He didn't write it.
Well, no.
He old didn't. Song.
And not only that, Donovan played, that is not only a cover of a, not even George Jones, somebody else wrote it before George Jones did it. Etta James had a song that sounded exactly like that. I mean, like, note for note. And I'm hoping she's making serious cash on that because it is a 100% ripoff.
All right.
Do you know who originally recorded it?
Don Schmegma?
David Allan Coe.
Oh, that's right. It wasn't Don Schmegma.
All right. Let's see if anyone knows this one. This is the most listened to tune of the 2020s last year with 746.8 million streams.
Happiness.
No.
Yeah. They say the holy water's watered down. And this town's lost its faith. Our colors will fade.
Never heard it.
This is Alex Warren with Ordinary. Let's
anyone ever heard this?
Let's get to the middle and let's see.
Have y'all heard this?
No.
Sounds like 500,000 other songs to me. But
like, I saw Somber on Saturday Night Live.
I don't get it.
Did you know Somber is 6'7"?
Is he really?
Yeah.
That sounds like the music you would use to like show your
6'7"
wedding photos on Instagram or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, totally.
Right?
It's totally an AI Apple slideshow.
Remember that night we were so happy together.
All right, before we get to the rant, real quick.
What's that noise you're making?
I love you so much.
John Hinckley Jr. has a new memoir coming out called Who I Really Am. And in it, he talks about a controversial theory. Have you heard this, Gordon?
No.
Can it be proven?
Okay,
I know he does. Doesn't he do artwork or something? What's the thing John Hinckley made news? Oh, he released some YouTube videos of his songs.
Yeah, that's right. So if you remember, he says that he was obsessed with Jodie Foster ever since he saw Taxi Driver in 1976.
Wasn't she like 9 in that movie?
She was like 15. 13?
I think maybe she was playing a 13-year-old.
And then when she was attending Yale, he went to the registrar's office, got her dorm room number and phone number, and would call her and slip poems underneath her door.
That theory cannot be proven.
And then when she didn't seem interested, he never approached her directly and asked her out on a date, but then he thought he could impress her.
He just shot the president instead.
He could impress her by killing the president because Travis Bickle from Taxi Driver, he wanted to shoot the presidential candidate after he was spurned by his love interest in the movie. And
who was the love interest in the movie that
Sybil
spurned
Shepherd,
him?
Right? Wasn't it Sybil Shepherd?
I think it was. How did she sperm him?
Spurn.
Sir.
Spurn.
I think you're confused.
So he has a theory that, you know, he failed, not only failed to kill Ronald Reagan, he failed to impress Jodie Foster, but he thinks that he, in fact, traumatized Jodie Foster to the point that she turned away from men and became a lesbian. That it was his fault that she's a lesbian.
Interesting theory.
That she was dating men in the early 80s and only became a lesbian in the years after he tried to shoot Reagan, and then she came out publicly as gay in 2013 at the Golden Globes.
That well, to be honest, I can't disprove it.
Nope.
Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty solid theory. We'll have to ask Jody. When did she start turning away from penis?
Well, Dave.
Dave, you said I can smell your lunch, sir.
All right, coming up next, the story of a man after Gordon's own heart.
The Ticket. The Ticket.
It is 5:20. This is The Ticket. It's Thursday. This is the Rant Revival. So the Rant, you know, it existed a long time ago. And the three members of the original Rant, the one and only Rant, are with us now. It is Gen X Davey Lane. It is Corby the Snake Davidson. And the host, when he wants to be, of the Rant, ladies and gentlemen, it's Gordon Keith. Brought to you by...
Thank you.
Wow, this space
first
for
rent. Quarter.
Come on, ladies.
And before
speaking of the rant.
Yeah.
Yeah, before we get headlong into ranty story number one.
It's brought to you by Beanie Babies.
Stop. I believe that you actually have something to promote this evening.
Yes, not just back sell, but promote. Gosh, sorry. My voice is looping back on myself right now. We're doing Twitch tonight. Me and Justin Montemayor at 7:35 at twitch.tv/actualgordonkeith.
That's now, what channel is that on my YouTube?
Just don't worry about it, old person. Uh-huh. Just tell your grandson.
Is this on ESPN or NBA TV? What was this on?
It's on Twitch.
You're on the NBA TV.
How'd you get Monty booked?
Very carefully by baiting him with a tweet.
Now that's that Mexican fella that y'all work with, right?
Well,
is he actually going to be
more
on
than
it, or,
just a Mexican?
Or are we just going to see his ceiling fan?
Yeah, he has camera issues a lot of times.
What's up with
what
that
that's
leg
about.
Of his?
Who's this?
The one that's there, or the one that he is this, sent to summer school?
That's
never
what
came
I'm talking
back.
About.
Is
you're
this,
right.
Is this still Deep Woods Marissa? What do we have here?
Yeah, what is this, Corby?
Deep Woods Marissa.
Wondering why the kitchen speaker went off?
Huh? I wasn't listening to Fleetwood Mac.
Anyway. Okay, so ranty story number one, mm-hmm. if in fact we have time for number two. Mm. Not sure if you saw this, Gordon, but this is a man with a dark heart. A Pennsylvania man, 34-year-old Jonathan Gerlach, is facing nearly 500 charges after authorities found more than 100 sets of full or partial skeletal remains that he is accused of robbing from graves in his home and his storage unit.
Hold on.
Well, maybe I'm missing something. Aren't those for public consumption?
Skeletal remains?
No.
What do you mean? Like you trade them with your friends? Or what are you trying
to
say?
Yeah, like
here?
Baseball cards. And...
Well, hold on to that thought.
Oh.
Okay, so.
Like NFTs?
Yeah.
Like
Top so Shot. There were a number of
you
incidents.
Create your own NBA player with the bones.
There were a number of incidents that had happened at Mount Moira Cemetery there in Pennsylvania between November of 2025 and January 6th of this year.
Oh, Gordon.
There were reports of burglarized graves and mausoleums, and it is a 200-acre burial ground that is not fully fenced, so it's easily accessible. And it is home to an estimated 150,000 graves,
jeez,
including two large military graveyards dating back to the Civil War, and it also is the final resting place of Betsy Ross.
They try to reenact
her. Does
she
have a flag-draped coffin?
To reanimate her?
Like to set her in a rocking chair and make her crochet a flag?
Right.
So Dave can say she looks like Yoda?
She didn't even look like she did in 1776.
She's not hot.
So police were conducting surveillance on January 6th around 8 p.m. just after dark, and they spotted Gerlach's vehicle with numerous bones and skulls in plain view in the back seat.
Mm-hmm. Red flag there.
And then he was seen exiting the cemetery with a burlap bag, a crowbar, and other items. And inside the burlap bag was a skull and two partial corpses of recently deceased children.
Mm.
Oh.
And so he admitted to stealing approximately 30 sets of human remains, and so they issued a search warrant, and they looked at his residence and a separate storage unit, and they found what's believed to be more than 100 full or partial sets of human remains. And then they further investigate. They get an anonymous tip. Someone who says, I know someone who's been in Gerlach's home and spotted a partially decomposed corpse hanging in the basement. And this person says, yeah, like a Halloween decoration, I guess. And the tipster says that Gerlach claimed to have been in Chicago selling a human skull. And so they dive into Gerlach's social media, and he was following other users devoted to skeleton collecting and sales. So there is an underground of people.
There's a market out there.
Of I'm people familiar. Collecting and trading skeletal remains like trading cards.
Did anybody watch the Ed Gein?
Yes.
You did watch that?
So creepy.
Is it Gein or Gein or Gein?
I think it's Gein.
Gein. So, what's going on with that?
Well, the story's almost 100 years old now, I think.
I mean, what...
How would you normally treat skulls, Gordon?
It was the inspiration for Psycho. Like, his mother was dead, but he still lived with his mother's corpse.
And Silence of the Lambs, partially.
And he claimed that his mother was still speaking to him.
Yeah. Mm. So...
But that's a different story.
Isn't this further... Shouldn't this further the cause of cremation?
Just so somebody can't steal your bones?
Yes.
You're beating them to the punch?
Yes.
They could steal your cremains.
That's fine. What is that going to do?
Why is that fine?
It's a bunch of dust.
And I'm with you. I agree with you. Intuitively, it does seem like it's not as
like, what are you
going to
do with it? You're
going to
make a
fence.
You're going to make a dust belt?
It's still,
you snort you.
It still is somebody's remains. It's all that's left of them.
Right, but...
What about claymation and all
but
this?
But what about, would you want to be made into a diamond or a vinyl record?
Yeah. At that point, what does it matter? You are dust. You are of the earth.
You could be made into truckin'. A 12-inch single of truckin'.
Yes, let's play Corby again.
It's Corby's death day. Let's play truckin'.
Oh, yeah. I just...
It always skips on his tooth right
I feel like that we... And I've told you guys this before.
You always have.
I feel like we have reached...
Here comes philosophical Corby.
We have reached the point as a society to where...
It's like...
Funeral homes and burials are a thing of the past.
Because we're running out of room, or we don't need the tradition? Why?
What is the tradition? To just pay...
Yeah, what is tradition?
Pay umpteen $1,000 to have
decided on tradition?
To pay $15,000 to stick your body in a coffin and dump it 6 feet below? Like, what's the point?
It is a racket.
It's a racket, dude.
If you've ever had to bury a loved one, it is... outrageous how much they charge for every single thing.
I cannot tell you how happy I am that both my parents are like, we both want to be cremated. How much that lessened the burden.
You were happy to burn them up.
Did you DIY it?
No, there's no Jim Morrison funeral pyre or Darth Vader funeral pyre.
You didn't wait until you had some garbage and leaves to also burn?
Yeah, and throw mom on top.
Jeez.
Gosh.
Oh, they lifted the burn ban finally. Let's get mom in the back.
Smell.
No, I mean, I just think it's simple, it's easy, there's nothing to it. It's just
back in the day,
yes.
You wanted a place to visit to commune with that loved one after they're gone, but you say you don't need that anymore?
Well, now you have an app.
No, now we got their social media feed and all that kind of stuff
and also, I always go back to, because it seems like that this human being stuff has been on the earth for a long time, right? We figured that out. And so, after two generations, nobody goes and visits anybody. Really, after one. You guys still visiting your grandparents quite a bit?
I don't know where they're buried.
See? What's the point?
Oh, my gosh.
What's the point? There is no point. I'm right.
Yeah. There's no point to anything. Why are we even broadcasting?
Okay, Corby, what did you do with
the nihilist.
Do you have, their urn?
Yeah, I have their urn.
Or did you spread their ashes somewhere?
I have their urns in my house.
Convert to fun dip.
I have their urns in my house. I've told my kids...
Just add water.
...that I want to be... That I want to be burned, preferably alive.
I thought your dad wanted his ashes sprinkled into Bob Stoops' coffee.
Ha. Huh. No, that was not his wish.
It was Switzer.
Yeah.
Oh, Switzer, sorry.
But I did one time, and my wife got mad at me after an election in which they gave me the I voted sticker, and I put the I voted sticker on my mom's urn as a bit.
Gosh.
Just like to make the neighbors mad.
I told you dead people were voting.
Yeah. I knew it.
Yeah. Corby dressed up with the bun and the kerchief and took her voter card.
My old haircut that Gordon said I look like Norman Bates' mother, and I went and I was like, hello, everybody. I'd like to vote straight ticket Democrat. Twice.
I knew it. They're all voting.
Yeah, Cliff all ran downstairs.
We got him.
They finally caught one.
So in the psyche of the grave-robbing bone collector, what would that stem from? Outside of, or is it because of the internet? Or is this guy just
morbidly obsessed with death.
Yeah, and I think this sounds pretty pre-internet to me. This sounds like something that people have been doing for a long time.
But the trading of it, certainly not.
Yeah, that ramps it up.
Yeah, turning it into NFTs. Now, that's very internet.
Yeah, when they combed through his social media, they found someone that thanked him for a human skin bag.
Jeez. Mm.
Isn't that what you called your former girlfriends, Dave?
Human skin bag?
Yeah, I always thought he was so misogynist.
So go back to the decomposing corpse on the wall in the basement.
Hanging from the ceiling in the basement.
How does... Feels like that would...
Well...
The fumigating the neighborhood. Like, I can't imagine how that would even work.
Yeah, okay.
I heard it was like he was using it like a marionette and had it playing on loop.
Yeah, so...
I'm a real boy, whatever that Pinocchio song is.
So it's fun. So this guy's just using it as fun.
Yeah.
DJ said it's like a Billy Mouth bass.
He's laughing at death is what he's doing.
Billy Big Mouth? What was that called?
Yeah, Billy Big Mouth. Wasn't there a whole Sopranos episode dedicated to that?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Camilla.
Hey, Tony.
Gordon, you're the one who...
Sounds like your neck's getting a little fatter.
Gordon, you're the one who's obsessed with post-mortem animatronics.
What? Whoa, back up here. There's a big claim that just got thrown out.
You are.
What are you talking about?
You want to sling open the lid of your coffin and welcome everyone to your funeral.
Like, with a showbiz pizza.
Then jump right into Don't Stop Believing.
No. I said that I wanted to be... taken down the aisle like a marionette with strings, my corpse, and I would dance down there like the Scarecrow from Wizard of Oz, and then flop into the coffin and then pull it shut.
Who's running this? Who is in charge of
Lucasfilm?
Doing this,
and then one of your feet falls off, and then you open the coffin, and the arm reaches out and grabs the foot, and then slams the lid down.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm glad that
uplifting story.
I'm glad that we've explored Corby's views on death.
Is that guy in jail?
He's facing like 500 charges.
Why do we even bury people?
Once you're dead, people should be able to do whatever they want with you.
I mean, I just thought about it for 10 seconds, and I'm completely overruling centuries worth of funeral traditions.
Yes, I am.
Because it just occurred to me.
Like, is death played out, guys?
I guarantee you, there are
888.
There are funeral home directors right now listening to this going, okay, we're losing steam here. And they are.
Yeah, Corby's trying to shut us down.
Our generation, because I think our parents' generation, if they're still alive... I think they all mostly still want to be buried, but our generation, we are of the incendiary kind. We want to be...
Well, if you are funeral director, then maybe you need to innovate. You need to come up with AI hologram headstone.
I was going
to
say, your new app where you can visit the grave sites of your loved ones on the app. And
perfect.
Just kind of...
Perfect.
There they are.
All right, we got to go. Gordon, good luck tonight with your Twitch. It's on TV.
No, it's on... twitch.tv/actualgordonkeith, and I'll be joined by Justin Montemayor.
See,
and we'll be talking about the world's funniest funerals.
Fun.
Awesome. Yeah,
how time
free of charge.
Thank you, love you.
Bye, Gordon.
Thank you, love you. Bye.
There he goes, Gordon Keith.